This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I gotta tell you something. It's just kind of weighing heavy on me. I'm watching our social media platforms right now. If I was to get on the radio and entertain the people the way that the modern day conservatives do, which have become a curse to this nation because they're yesterday's liberals, read Matthew 5:13, put that up against what I just said concerning that statement. If I was here talking about Donald Trump and Joe Biden and this whole illusion and delusion that the American people have taken on, as if to suggest either one of them are legitimate candidates to run the presidency of the United States of America or the office incumbent, I would have over 1,000 comments within 30 minutes. But because I'm talking about 82,000 children and 82,000 sexual abuse claims towards America's children, they don't want none of that. I want to tell you why they don't want none of that. They don't want none of that because then they have to take responsibility. Well, I want to tell you something. If you fail to turn and fight on the behalf of your children today, you better keep in mind that soon enough, in just a decade, maybe even a little less than a decade, they're going to be your said representatives. And they're going to realize that you have forsaken them and that you've forgotten them every step of the way. Now, I'm talking to the older generation, I hope. I hope I'm not talking to the younger generation. I'm not talking to my generation, I hope, especially those that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. It's time for us to stand up and fight for our children. And I want to tell you what, it's very disheartening when I see the numbers drop because it's time for us to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. And I see it continuously over and over and over again. You know, case in point, it's interesting when we go to the stores or we go to the grocery store or we go to a restaurant or whatever the case might be. It's interesting to see who those people that are just going along with the media's lies and what's going on with this whole perpetual fraud, this plandemic. That's being exposed day by day. Folks, they've lost their narrative a long time ago. They never really gained it. But there's a lot of foolish people out there that are still drinking the Kool-Aid. Now, this is what I want to say. It's not the young people that are going along with it. It's the older generation that's going along with it. And again, you better keep in mind, if you want to know why the older generation, you become a reproach to the younger generation, it's because you have no care to fight for them. You're too busy out at the casino. You're too busy sitting in front of the television. You're too busy sitting at a bar drinking away your children's inheritance because you don't think they're worth fighting for. And what do we get to hear? We get to hear the older generation say, well, you know what? If I made it, they can make it too. I want to tell you something. First and foremost, what you went through is not even close as to what this younger generation is going through. And that's exactly what we're going to highlight in just a couple of moments. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can book us now. We're going to be in Michigan in just a couple weeks. We are going to be preaching We have the full-fledged backing of our law team to say go for it. We've never lost the right, and we have been preaching every month throughout this pandemic. We have never taken a step back. What we have noticed is those that call themselves Christians that fail to stand up and play the man or woman in Christ in doing what God commanded them. No, we see them bowing the knee, and we see them praising their God. And who is their God, folks? The state. And it's exactly why they're going to reap the curse. We're going to be talking a little bit about that tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Case in point, friends, I wanted to tell you that my son right now went to a business in Michigan, and they went to a restaurant. They went and had dinner. Okay, they're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. They're not asking their said representatives, not leaders. We don't have leaders in this country, folks, just for the record. Our leader is no king but King Jesus in the supremacy clause found in Article 6, Section 2. So let me get back to this. My son goes to a restaurant, has dinner with his friend, and this is what they seen, because this narrative, you just heard the mainstream media pushing their propaganda on you once again. I'm telling you what, folks, it's folding. This is why they're not getting the momentum. This is why they've had to come in and force compliance, because people see Fauci, they see Gates, they see this administration for what it is concerning this whole fraud. Now, one business in Michigan alone actually posted a sign. They opened up in spite of this exceptional devil known as Governor Whitmer, Jezebel, we call her in Minnesota, and they posted a sign. They opened up their business, and this is the sign that they posted. I want you to listen carefully, okay? This is the voice the mainstream media does not want you to hear. We are a constitutionally compliant business. We are not infringing on anyone's unalienable rights. By law, we do not follow any of the governor's, mayor's, health department's, or other government agencies' orders or suggestions pertaining to social distancing or mask wearing. Your health is your responsibility. Same thing that the South Dakota governor has said and eight other governors across the United States of America. The other sign says on this business that's open in spite of that devil, Jezebel, in Michigan, it says to all government officials, this individual's got it right, to all government officials, you are in violation of your oath of office by trespassing unlawfully on the property of this business establishment and committing an act of domestic terrorism under Section 802 of the Patriot Act. See what happens when you become educated, friends? You put those tyrants on notice. And guess who those tyrants stay away from, friends? Those that know what they're talking about. Guess who they attack? Those that don't know the difference. I end with, you are knowingly and willingly violating the rights of a business owner. You are no longer protected under judicial immunity and are now subject to being arrested and also sued in your private capacity. Folks, how many times have we shared this with you? You have to go for them personally. You have to take it to them. You have to take it to them in their own front doors rather than having the states pay for it. Have them individually take for it. And also, friends, also remove them, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecute them for their crimes. This business owner has their hand. They have their hand on the pulse of what the law states. And guess what, friends? They're going to put them on notice, and they have put them on notice. Folks, this is how you win the day. The worst thing that happens when you stand up and fight and trust God, friends, is that you win the day. Most people just, they love their freedom so much, they would rather have someone else sacrifice themselves for the freedoms that they want to continually enjoy. And they're the worst of men. They're not Americans. They're traitors to the cause. They're cowards. And keep in mind, when you read Revelations 21, verse 5, starting there, the first people that go into hell where they belong are the fearful. Go ahead, check it out. Cross-check me. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to give you a heads up. I was talking about the pages that you could go to in reference to who we are and what it is that we're doing. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. You can always find us there. I was asked again, where do we go? It's like, okay, guys, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles exposing the propaganda, folks, for what it is, by contributors that are a part of this culture war, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top right side of the page. Click onto the platform in which we're on. Join us on Top Chat or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Same thing there. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, stick to the topic today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to cover one more thing before we get over to the topic today, friends. What about those 82,000 sexual abuse claims towards America's children? Yeah, I'm talking about America here, friends, okay? We're going to be talking about that in just a moment, and it's important that you get this information and share it with everybody that you know, because you're not going to hear this from anybody else, okay? At least not with the biased bend that the mainstream media likes to put on all of their stories, their fictitious stories, and fictitious they are on so many fronts. It's purposed propaganda is what it is. We just talked yesterday about this bill that Donald Trump said that he was going to veto. It was the COVID-19 relief bill. Then we found out, that was on the 22nd, we were told that he was going to veto it, and then he was complaining about the fact that we were only going to get $600 in place of the $2,000 that was being proposed. Well, we found out the very next day that that wasn't going to happen unless we got the $2,000 check. Well, we found out yesterday, for the record, and I got these days right, by the way, we found out yesterday that Americans are only getting $600. I want to remind the American people that this $600 that you're getting, it's your money if you work. Okay. I don't want you thinking that the government's doing you a favor, because they are not. They're going into your coffers and they are taking your money and giving it back to you. $600. Okay. Not the $2,000 that was promised. Okay. That's still on the table, we're told. The day before that, we found out that the COVID-19 relief bill had very little to do with the American people. We found out that a lot of that money, folks, went to foreign nations. They are literally stealing money from the taxpayers, emptying out their coffers, and they are redistributing your wealth to foreign nations, in many cases our enemies. That's called treason. Okay, you can put that up against Luke 22:48. Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, and he did it with a kiss, just like politicians are betraying you as they're working for special interest groups, as they're betraying you out to your sworn enemies. This is perfect judgment. For the record, Deuteronomy 28, go back to Leviticus 26, start on verse 15 on both chapters and read to the end of the chapter. That's where America is at. And I'll tell you what, friends, when you look at it, it is frightening to see the parallel. We are spot on under the judgment of God. And by the way, for all those gloom and doomers, I want to tell you something. The bad guys are not in control. God's in control, using the bad guys right now to chastise. If that doesn't work, then he's going to judge, and that's exactly what he's doing. Well, guess what we found out today, friends? We found out that billions went to Gates, Bill Gates, the guy that's calling all the shots with the viruses and the vaccinations. Did you know this? Donald Trump, for those that still want to blame Barack Obama, and they want to blame Joe Biden, I'm just here to remind you that Barack Obama and Joe Biden are not the president of the United States of America. And I'm also here to remind you that it was Donald Trump that signed the bill that funded your enemies. Okay, but I've been telling you this for years now. Okay, if you don't want to listen to that, that's fine. And what do we base that off? Premise that off? Matthew 7:16. Okay, we judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. How many times do the American people need to be lied to before they finally figure it out? When they don't have anything left, I can tell you that right now. That's how the American people are going to learn. You don't know what you got until it's gone. You want to keep listening to those that are telling you what isn't the truth, you're going to get what you've got coming, and rest assured it's coming. But I'm here to tell you, friends, that this COVID-19 stimulus bill wouldn't be complete without giving billions to the Global Vaccine Alliance, founded and funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Foundation, as TLAV, that's the acronym, has previously reported, the Trump administration has already awarded Gavi billions of dollars earlier this year. Under a section titled Global Health Programs, the stimulus bill allocates $4 billion of your money to your own demise to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus, including for vaccine procurements and delivery. These funds will be administered to the United States Agency for International Development and shall be made available as the contribution to Gavi Alliance on the page 12. This is where it's at. On page 1278, there's another provision for $3.2 billion that's being made available to a foundation funded by yours truly, Bill and Melinda Gates. Who signed the bill? Come on. Let's just say it. Who signed the bill? Who stole your money and gave it over to Bill Gates, friends? They're using your own money against you, friends. And who is it? Oh, the one that's highly, man, the one that's being highly elated for all the good that he's done for America, making America great again. It's interesting. I wish that were true. That's just not where we're at today, friends. Rest assured, that's not where we're at. And how many times does this stuff need to be spelled out before the American people finally figure out that they're being sold out by the very arm of the flesh that they are praising, namely a man? And this is what happens when people subject themselves over to a man. They reap the curse. Okay? What happens when you subject yourself to the Lord? Jeremiah 17:5. You reap the blessing. And nowhere are we to give ourselves over to the arm of the flesh, friends. If you're a Christian, and I'm talking to 86% of you that claim that you are Christians. Now, I want to take this one more step before I get to my main topic here. Okay? By the way, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to contest, you want to add to the conversation, you want to tell everybody how much of a liar I am, or you want to concur and tell them another truth concerning the one that I just told you, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, it's funny. I just got to add this before I play this audio for you. Someone just came up yesterday and said, not a dime of that money is going to our foreign enemies. Are you kidding me? This is how willfully blind these fools are, and fools they are, friends. You can rest assured. Let's go forward. I was sharing with you during the first segment that their narrative's falling apart. I got some brand new info. Folks, it's coming down. The information is coming down if you want to take a hold of it as to how they're losing the narrative here. This is why they're using forced compliance, because they don't have any strength to uphold it or to propagate it on its own, friends. That's why they're constantly, every break, throwing more propaganda. They want to brainwash you into believing what they're telling you is the truth, when in fact the opposite is true. I got Senator Scott Jensen on yesterday's Fox News Live, and we have a representative here. And what they found is they actually found Mary Franson, by the way, is her name, Scott Jensen, who's a doctor and a senator in the state of Minnesota. They both joined Fox and Friends, and I want you to listen carefully as to what they found and what they're calling for now in the state of Minnesota, because the people are beginning to stand up and take it back to the corrupt. Listen carefully to this.
Two Minnesota lawmakers are calling for an audit of coronavirus deaths in the state. They raised the alarm after reviewing data from nearly 3,000 death certificates, and they found that 800 of those counted as a COVID death actually didn't have COVID as an underlying cause of death. Joining me now are Minnesota state lawmakers Mary Franson and Scott Jensen, who is also a practicing physician. Welcome to you both. Let me start by asking you, Mary, what motivated you to take a look into this data?
Thank you. So some concerned citizens came forward, and they actually had the death files from the Minnesota Department of Health that they had purchased, and asked me to take a look at what they were seeing. There was a lot of data, so I enlisted a team of some pretty smart people to look at it, including Dr. Jensen. And what we did is we reprocessed that death file. We isolated the cases where COVID-19 is the underlying cause of death, as well as the death where COVID is mentioned but not listed as the underlying cause of death. And through this process, we found clear-cut examples from the Minnesota Department of Health's own files, public records, Rachel, of suicide, a drowning, an auto accident where the passenger was ejected from the vehicle.
They're creating them, friends. Statistics.
The sad cases, really sad cases, when they're dying of dementia, but also being classified as a COVID death, and strokes. I also just was so...
Turn that down a little bit, please. Okay, I wasn't talking to you. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back to this. I'll finish this off, and I'm going to hit my main topic, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blasting a proposal to increase stimulus checks to Americans who he says don't need the money.
What struggling people really need is for Congress to stop focusing on targeted relief for them specifically and to instead send thousands of dollars to people who don't need the help.
The Kentucky Republican using his opening comments to say under a new proposal from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a family of five making $250,000 a year and did not suffer any job losses this year will get $5,000 in stimulus checks. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it was inevitable that a new strain of COVID-19 would arrive in the United States, but he says the good news is that it doesn't seem to make people more sick or lead to more deaths. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Good news if you're one of those struggling to find employment during the pandemic.
Unemployment Aid will continue to provide a lifeline for millions of workers who continue to struggle to find a job amid the coronavirus pandemic. Now that President Trump's signature is on the $900 billion stimulus bill, the Department of Labor says it does not anticipate that eligible claimants will miss a week of benefits and should be added soon to unemployment benefits. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As we head into 2021, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is cybersecurity. In December, a massive computer breach allowed hackers to spend months exploring numerous U.S. government networks and private company systems around the world. Cybersecurity expert Lisa Garber saying,
hopefully the next administration and the one after that will start to get a bit more specific as to what the United States policies will be.
Garber also saying on Fox News, the hackers only have to be right once. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Whoa! Thanks, guys, down at GCN. Happy New Year to you guys down there, too, by the way. And I want to give a shout-out to my son over here, Judah, who produces the show nationwide. We're on 133 radio stations across the country, and we thank you, Happy New Year's to you, for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. I just want to say this really quick. You know, Mitch McConnell, drug-dealing Mitch McConnell. Remember the guy that was busted drug trafficking cocaine? And is married into the Chinese connection. It's interesting. He's telling us as to how we're supposed to get our money and what we deserve and what we don't deserve, right? That's not his business, number one. Number two is, did you know that he's worth $35 million? How did he do that, friends? Let me give you a little hint. Drug dealing Mitch McConnell. Drug trafficking Mitch McConnell. Busted in the mainstream media, was silent every step of the way concerning that revelation. Isn't that crazy how that works? I'm going to do this really quick. I got to get back to this audio, but I'm going to take Brenda from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Oh, hi. I just got a question on the topic, of course. You know, you're upset with Trump because he gave out...
No, I'm not upset. I'm not upset with Trump. I'm upset with the American people that continuously try to defend the indefensible. That's what I'm upset with. Just for the record.
Okay. I'm new. I'm new to your show. I've been watching. Here's my question. We only have two choices.
That's right.
And I, for one, can't even fathom anybody, and I know everybody, I get darted here, but wanting Biden in. One of my specific reasons would be because him and Kamala Harris are for abortion up to the day yeah. mourn.
Well, what I don't want to do is I don't want to get off on another topic here, Brenda, but I do want to answer your question.
I mean, just,
and I do want to get to this. Okay. So what's the difference between Biden and Donald Trump? I mean, Barack Obama gave $500 million to Planned Parenthood. Washington Times reported in June of this year, Donald Trump added $100 million to that pot. You're being sold by the mainstream media that he's pro-lifer. You're hearing from creepy Mike Pence that he's the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. I don't know how they come up with these conclusions, but they do. I want to go back to something else that you said. Trump and Biden. Who gave you Trump and Biden? Who gave them to you besides the mainstream media? Did you know that, Brenda, that there was 1,162 other individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America and you only heard about two of them? How is that? Because it's a controlled narrative. You had to pick from the true that were given to you as options by the powers that are tolerated. What is the difference? Because what we do is we see the right versus the left constantly, Brenda, right? And okay, who loses every time? The American people do. But go ahead.
Because of the two that were given, and I do understand that, because of the two were given, how do you choose if you're voting from one corruption to the other?
That's right. And that's exactly what you've got. That's exactly what your options were, was which one's worse. Well, neither one of them, because what Trump is saying, the opposite of what Trump is saying, Biden is doing, right? And you have been led to believe that, listen, if Biden becomes the president, this is what's going to happen. The fact of the matter is most people in this country don't realize Trump's been doing it for 4 years. Okay. Well, we're afraid of Biden doing this. He wants to take away our Second Amendment. Well, the first 500 days of the administration under Donald Trump, 55 governors, 26 of them, 26 governors passed 55 unconstitutional legislative acts against the Second Amendment. See, most people didn't know that. And I can go down the lot. Barack Obama funds the Muslims within the United States of America. We had none other than Tom Fitton's organization out of Washington, D.C. just report last year that Donald Trump is funding them three times more than Barack Hussein Obama. This is just the tip of the iceberg, Brenda. You have to shut your TV off. You have to look at real options, because every step of the way, and if you didn't know this, the media and the propagandists and their useful idiots said Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, it's all controlled opposition every step of the way. Even the conservatives of the day, if you look at them, what are they? They're controlled opposition. That's why you have grassroots levels, individuals such as myself and others that are willing to tell you what keeps going in stark contrast as to what they're giving you concerning their propaganda. Shut your TV off. Get into the Word of God. Read the Constitution. You don't need to hear from me as to who's lying to you, because once you read the Word of God and you read the Constitution, you're going to know who's lying to you. And it's the people that are being praised in Washington, D.C. that are lying to you more than anybody else. That's the problem.
Okay. I'm 62 years old, and in all my living life, I have never seen so much corruption in my life.
I agree.
During an election.
Yeah.
I mean, and you do, seriously, you do not know which way to go. And I hunt, I love my guns, and they will not get my gun.
Well, here's the thing, and I appreciate that, and here we again have a woman, and I say that with a high five going at you right now, Brenda, a woman standing up and saying, they're not taking my guns, they're not going to do this, and I see women across the country standing up in the place of what men should be doing right now. So there's a high five to you, Brenda, from Bradley Dean at the Sons of Liberty, okay? But what I want to say is this, I do know what direction I'm going, because the darker it gets, the more I can see things clearer. And I was raised in North Minneapolis. I was a welfare kid. So I was in the slew of it, if you want to call it that. And I learned the pros, you know, and I learned the pros and the cons, who would tell you the truth and who would lie to you. And what I seen is those that we were taught to believe were the good guys, I found out more than not, they were the ones that were doing the bad things. And it was the common man that was the one that was willing to do what the said good guys wouldn't do. So my discerners were constantly being sharpened my whole life. And it's not for me, it's not hard to basically discern a con. And I'll tell you what, we got cons every direction that we have in this country, and yet the American people keep turning their televisions on, they keep getting lied to by the same people. And Brenda, because you're new, did you know that Congress has an 11% approval rating? Did you also know that 94% of the people in this country didn't believe the mainstream media? But yet what we see over and over and over again is we are under attack, not by a foreign country, not by a bunch of foreigners, but those that are foreign to the U.S. Constitution that call themselves your representatives. And I'm also talking about those that they work with hand in glove concerning the mainstream media. We're under attack. We're doing this to ourselves, Brenda. And until we become...
How do we stop it?
Well, I just told you, the same way I do, every day of my life, I am plowing my row. Everywhere I go, I do my best to educate, however that may come. I track, I do my best to get involved with the city officials, the sheriffs, the gist, and I want to keep them in line. I want to know where they're at. I want to know how they're representing us. I want to know how they're upholding the Constitution. So I'm doing this every step of the way, and I'm doing this across the country on this radio broadcast as well. And we're planting gardens every day. So what we have to do is, first of all, we have to reform ourselves, which we cannot do. That's why we go to God, Acts 20, verse 21, in Matthew 3, 2. And once we're empowered by the Holy Ghost, guess what? We get to go out there and we get to shake the gates of hell. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're kicking the hell out and we're getting the heaven in. But it's everything that you do. You got to first educate yourself. And that's the first prerequisite Jesus gave us in John 7, 17, is we must know concerning the Word. And how many people in this country, Brenda, call themselves Christians and they can't even tell you the most basic elementary when it comes to scriptures found in the Bible. So we're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's what's happening here.
Okay.
So, hey, you know what?
I totally
appreciate you calling me in, and I really do. And you hang in there, and you just fix your eyes on the author and the finisher of your faith. I don't know if you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, but I strongly, amen. Well, then there we go. We are to fix our eyes on the same one then, and we are overcomers. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us, Romans 8:37. But we got to first keep our eyes fixed on him, Hebrews 12:2. Brenda, I appreciate you. Yeah, I really do. And you have
a good
New Year's, okay?
You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, so folks, let me get back to this audio, okay? Boy, oh boy. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. I really enjoyed that phone call. I really did. I really appreciated that. Judah, let's go ahead and play that whole piece this time. This is Senator Scott Jensen, along with a representative, and her name is Mary Franson. They were on Fox News yesterday, and they're calling for a full audit of all COVID deaths in the United States. Why? Because they're discovering that car crash victims, drowning victims, dementia victims, they're all being labeled as COVID. And I told you this since day one, friends. The fact of the matter is they don't have the statistics, so what are they doing? They're creating the statistics. Listen to this.
Minnesota lawmakers are calling for an audit of coronavirus deaths in the state. They raised the alarm after reviewing data from nearly 3,000 death certificates, and they found that 800 of those as a COVID death actually didn't have COVID as an underlying cause of death. Joining me now are Minnesota state lawmakers Mary Franson and Scott Jensen, who is also a practicing physician. Welcome to you both. Let me start by asking you, Mary, what motivated you to take a look into this data?
Thank you. So some concerned citizens came forward, and they actually had the death files from the Minnesota Department of Health that they had purchased and asked me to take a look at what they were seeing. There was a lot of data, so I enlisted a team of some pretty smart people to look at it, including Dr. Jensen. And what we did is we reprocessed that death file. We isolated the cases where COVID-19 is the underlying cause of death, as well as the deaths where COVID is mentioned.
Listen carefully.
Not listed as the underlying cause of death. And through this process, we found clear-cut examples from the Minnesota Department of Health's own files, public records, Rachel, of suicide, a drowning, an auto accident where the passenger was ejected from the vehicle. We found dementia.
Okay, so you guys are getting the gist of it. They're creating statistics.
Also being classified.
They're taking people that are killed, regardless of how they expired, natural death, whatever the case might be. They're equating it to COVID. And friends, to add insult to injury, those individuals that are going along with it in the medical industry are getting paid in doing so to betray you. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness. Here we go again, guys. Don't want to take it away. I'm going to make it your show. Let me highlight a couple of these things, guys. Hang on with me. I'll pull you up. Got one calling in from Illinois. Another one calling in from California, I believe. But it's important that I get to this. I was just highlighting the fact that it isn't like they didn't tell us what they were doing, and what did you expect? The fact of the matter is, Americans have been warned again and again and again, yet they continue to refuse to take heed over and over and over again. What am I talking about? Well, back in August of 2015, I highlighted an article by the New York Times, who reported on July 27, 2015, that the Boy Scouts would end their ban on gay leaders, homosexuals, sodomites. A choice that God condemns. He doesn't call it sin. He calls it an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 30 other references condemning homosexuality. By the way, in every state of our union, it's a felony. Sodomy is a felony in every state of our union. They can go ahead and tell you all that they want to. You want to go ahead and set yourself at war with God? You go ahead and do it, but do it without me. Because you're going to reap what you sow. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back and rest assured. Here it is. Here's the outcome. Nobody wanted to listen to me back in 2015. I was a hater. I was a bigot. Nobody wanted to ruffle the feathers of those that meant to make your children a prey. Oh, you heard me right. You heard me right. Oh, Bradley, it's not that. I mean, I was called folks from CNN to MSNBC to New York Times to you name it. Bradley Dean, look at the big bigot. He hates gays. He wants them dead. Oh, I heard it all. I heard it all. Folks, and the more they attacked, the more they gave me a national platform. But this is my point, okay? The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, there have been over 2,000 cases of abuse in the Boy Scouts alone. I want to give you some examples really quick. In 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., he was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for what? Trafficking in child pornography on the internet. Okay. Yet your said representatives went right along with it. The mainstream media, they went right along with it. They threw it out there for the American people to drink, and the American people gave them a green light to the victimization of their own children. Oh, well, Bradley, they didn't do that to my kid. Well, good for you. But if that kid was victimized by one of these sodomites, he is your kid. You are your brother's keeper. Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation. He is suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from 6 to 9 years old. No wonder why vigilante justice is on the rise. Scout leader Peter Robert Stabal, the second, was sentenced to 20 years for sexually abusing 4 scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. By the way, it's not good for pedophiles to go to jail. It's interesting how they're slapped on the hands by these creepy, corrupt judges, but they get in jail and many of them are dealt with lawfully in prison. You're a pedophile, that's not a good place for you to end up. And I'll tell you what, the daddies I know, you touch their children, that's not a good direction to go. Because you're not going to have time for the cops to intervene, rest assured. Isn't this interesting, friends, that the Boy Scouts now, they're even going for, they're not retreating, friends, they're going forward. Why? Because they feel the people's mush. They don't feel the people's steel. That's a slogan from the communists. When they feel your steel, retreat. When you feel mush, proceed. They're proceeding because the American people are giving them a green light to go ahead and continuously assail the children in this country. Okay? I warned America that the Canadian Scouts decided to allow female atheists, agnostics, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transgenders to join the Cub Scouts. In 1999, they approved the establishment of an all-homosexual troop, which now marches in Canada's gay pride parades. Within 5 years, the membership dropped 50%. Of course, everything they touch is a curse. It's just the truth. God's not going to bless that. They're at war with God and what he created. I mean, one would expect when the doors to a sinful behavior are swung wide open, don't you think people are going to catch on to that? Yep. Sex abuse by leaders in scouting is another tragic consequence. Just consider what's going on here, friends. Brian Rushfield, president of Canada, in the Family Action, stated, "The notion that we need to protect homosexuals more than we need to protect children has been a disturbing trend." Of course. This is how they all put themselves up. The Muslims do it on the heels of the homosexuals. They say that they're being abused. They got homophobia, and then the Muslims come in behind it, Islamophobia. They play the victim when, in fact, they're the ones perpetuating the crimes. And guess what they're aiming for, friends? The homosexual lobby. Your children. You heard me right. Your children. And here's the proof of it. Here's the proof of it. Brand new. New York Times once again comes in and proudly, like a bunch of peacocks, abominably, proclaim that now sex abuse claims against Boy Scouts now surpass 82,000. Sometime back, probably 3 months ago, I did an article on the fact that the lawsuits that were being filed against these organizations were willing to go ahead and pay the victims. They were willing to attempt to appease them. But at no time did you find, any consequence lawfully concerning justice and law enforcement against those that perpetuated the crime. I'm not kidding you. I've said for years, friends, they're trying to Europeanize America. It's exactly what they're doing. And they're doing it at the price of your children. Okay? More than 82,000 people have come forward with sex abuse claims against the Boy Scouts of America, describing a decades-long accumulation of assaults at the hands of scout leaders across the nation who had been trusted as role models. Here, let me give you to the conclusion of this so I can take these phone calls. What it is that will awaken the American people to deal with these criminals that are, in fact, attempting to further make a prey of more of their children, I can't answer that. Only you can. But for your children's sake, friends, answer the question in defending them against these predators. As a matter of fact, even go back to those that gave the green light in removing the law and making a prey of their children and prosecute every single one of them. And don't settle for financial appeasement, friends. Settle for absolute condemnation of the crimes that have been committed against their children. It's not a good place to put yourself. Pedophiles, you can rest assured, people are sick and tired of it, and they are standing up in a sense of vigilante justice, and they're taking matters into their own hands because they see that justice is not being served up in the courts any longer in many cases. We got John calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, thank you, Bradley, a first-time caller, and I think, Justin, I had a couple issues down, but there is actually a couple more as well. One of them was the fact that we could protest even as we wear these masks, with a line across the middle, and the principle being that we draw a nose up above, just a light one, and you say, look, I'm protesting half mask, half staff, as a dignitary, sometimes goes in the rotunda because he's been a president supposedly doing good. We've seen that, of course. The situation is that no one can pull their mask down. They keep complaining, but you can. You have the freedom to do that. However, if the mask was shown that way and made that way, the ones that are arguing the point would see the point. There's millions of people that don't want to deal with this. We need to get the country going again. Biggest issue is people don't fear God anymore.
That's right.
Judgment starts at the house of God. These judges, these small judges that are having a problem today, what if somebody, now, in the olden days, they'd take them out and hang them.
But if
were hung today,
yep.
I'll tell you, they'd wake up real quick. But here's the problem. The Christians today that are preaching, a lot of them preach a lot of Jesus. They have the form of godliness, but deny the power thereof.
That's right.
The fear and the respect of God comes back in because the man of God or woman of God, whoever God chooses, preaches this word so strong. These judges that are small or whatever they were put in case of judging people at the small courts, big courts, even the Supreme Court. Here's what happens. The move of God will be so strong. Some of the fear of the respect of what they've been doing, which they have no respect, will come upon them so strong. Some of these people are going to drop dead.
Well,
they're going to have problems happening.
Yeah.
And so I guess the thing is John Wayne was a movie star. my mom named me that.
Yeah.
And I've been a musician. But, I mean, basically, here's the deal. Even John Wayne stood for America. He was the man. But the real man, of course, was Jesus when he died. He shed his blood for us.
Yep.
And when the real preachers get a sharp awakening, whose voice not only shook the earth, but the heavens also, insomuch what will be shaken will be removed, and what's going to remain is going to be those in Christ.
Amen.
Now, here's a big thing.
When people
fear the Lord because they have respect in the awesomeness of the Spirit, he's a spirit, and those that worship him in spirit and in truth. The people that say they're Christians don't really probably see that. They're working with the gospel.
Thank you for the phone call, John from Illinois. Jeff, can I pick you up tomorrow? I'm sorry about that. I went a little long-winded. What do I say to that? Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll talk to you in 23.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.